It was J.K. Rowling that did it. Not the moment that she announced she was voting no, because, well, I'd been voting no at one point, and even now that things have changed, I still respect that. I respect that view and most of the people who hold it. It wasn't that. It was £1 million that did it. That flourishing of £1 million donation. As if our vote wasn't just a vote, but a million votes, or a better vote, or maybe just a richer person's vote. That's what tipped me over. Because I'd paid for that vote a little bit. I even bought the books with the proper covers, not the ones designed for adults. So I guess I paid for part of that vote. And I don't have £1 million to spend on my vote. I think we all know that if I had £1 million, I'd do something more exciting with it. But I've got this. I've got music, and I've got a song, if you can call this a song. And I've got a vote, and when I go out and use it, it's going to be like the opposite of that speech where that Norwegian commentator is laying into the English nation, Winston Churchill and all. It's going to be like the opposite of that. Because this is not about beating something, it's about gaining something. And that's where I am. We came this far. So I don't care if we make a little bit less money for a small bunch of people who would just keep it anyway. I don't care about that. But I do care about a country that maybe, just maybe, can be a little bit better. So it wasn't just JK, of course it wasn't. So if you're sitting at home, Joanne, and you're watching the results come in and thinking, shit, why did I write all my most successful books first? And the final result is decided by just one vote, my vote, then don't feel too bad. It wasn't just you, Joanne. It wasn't just you.